It's common these days to see big corporate names plastered across university campuses, especially within agriculture departments. Whether it's a building, an endowed teaching job, or a research center, corporations and public universities are increasingly cozy. Reporting by Harvest Public Media and Investigate Midwest reveals just how much money has gone to Midwestern universities and how that money can put schools in sticky situations. To kick off the series, Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin talks with Sky Chatty and Jonathan Hettinger from Investigate Midwest.
So first, let's lay out our top findings here. Sky, how much money have corporations given to Midwest schools over the past 10 years?
At least $170 million, Dana. But that's very likely an undercount because we were only able to obtain data from four public universities. Some states have public records laws that shield donor information. But out of these four, the most of the money went to the University of Illinois at $100 million from corporations. Second place was Iowa State University with $50 million.
This series focuses in part on the potentially thorny situations universities put themselves in when they accept these corporate gifts. Jonathan, you looked at a specific case from 2018 involving the University of Illinois and Monsanto. What happened there?
Well, Dana, for years, the University of Illinois courted Monsanto. The company gave more than $3 million to the university to sponsor research and gifts in other areas. So in 2018, when a weed killer called dicamba was causing widespread damage to crops, and a University of Illinois professor spoke up about the damage, one top Monsanto official felt he could speak up about it. Rob Fraley, the chief technology officer, contacted the agriculture dean, calling the professor biased and prone to exaggeration. But the dean defended the professor, but it was still an awkward moment for the university with one of their biggest donors.
Yeah, I want to acknowledge, too, that sometimes corporate influence on universities isn't quite that obvious. Here's a clip from someone we talked to for the series. This is Gabrielle McNally with American Farmland Trust.
Corporate influence has that kind of, it's this much more tacit sort of control over the research agenda. And so it's a way for people to say, like, well, they're not controlling us. They're not like, they're not our puppet masters. But it's much more sort of, in a certain way, I think, like, it's so in the water that you're like, yeah, but we only research the crops that they're heavily investing in.
Sky, why do universities need this money? Why not avoid putting themselves in these sticky situations?
Federal and state funding to public universities has stagnated in the past couple decades. And at the same time, the federal government used to be the largest funder of R&D in agriculture. The private sector has now taken over as that dominant funder. And what we heard when we talked to university officials was that courting this money is a way for universities to remain relevant. Here is Daniel Robeson, the dean of the Agricultural College at Iowa State University.
It's funding that helps keep us relevant with respect to pragmatic needs that are on the ground. And there are many, many organizations, companies that are doing fundamental research as well. And so our ability to work with them and their interest in working with us speaks to, I think it speaks largely to our relevancy, frankly, to the industry that helps to support the production of food.
Other school officials we've talked to have said that this money helps universities continue to do the kind of research they need to do in perpetuity.
Yeah, we heard that from Bruce Sherrick. He's a professor of farmland economics at the University of Illinois and heads a research center that was funded by the corporate investment giant TIAA.
Every university should look for the ability to build, my opinion, freestanding, unrestricted gifts to fund things that they want to do on a permanent basis.
And you can hear more about that TIAA Farmland Research Center later in our Big Ag U series.
That was Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin talking with Sky Chatty and Jonathan Hettinger about their series, Big Ag U.